Audio kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The audio kitchen. The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. Well, when you're rewinding or something, you can't.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you shut the door?
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Blue is for water. Yellow is for sun. Red is for slaughter. Watch the colors run. Ours is not to question why. Ours is but to do or die. A happy accident is all we really are. Better to keep your mouth shut and leave your mind ajar. Never tried to walk on water, gave up reaching for the sun. Happy in my ivory tower, woe on everyone. Ours is not to question why. Ours is but to do or die. A happy accident is all we really are. Better to keep your mouth shut and leave your mind ajar.
The happy accident, that could be like a theme song for this show.
Maybe. How are you? How you doing out there? Once again, it's the Audio Kitchen. Unprofessional and unprofitable sounds. Presented by me, the professor. The head curator and MC around here. And co-conspirator. Co-conspirator with you. As we have another radio adventure outside of the electrified barbed wire of the recording industry. So the happy accident, is that a song? Is that like a released song? Is that a Motorhead B-side? If you could let me know, if you know whether Larry made that song up or... if it's really a released thing, email me at theprof@wfmu.org.
I want to thank David from Idio Audio for the recordings of Larry. By the way, right after this show, Idio Audio is on shortwave. And he's presented a number of Audio Kitchen episodes on his show. And I've just finally realized that it can be picked up very easily here in the New York area with a shortwave. The 41 meter band at 7.415. If you have a shortwave, you can tune in right after this show at 8 o'clock. Okay, let's jump right into something cosmic. A cosmic presentation here. Happens every once in a while. This is the part three, the final part of an audio letter that I gave you part one and two a couple months ago. This is Bob and Flossie. Late 70s vintage recording. And this is all about what happened to Flossie one fine day in their motorhome. One fine day, they were vacationing. And just to briefly update you on Bob and Flossie, a very religious couple who at the time were residing near San Diego, about to build their dream home, Southern California forest somewhere. And they had sent out this audio tape to all their friends, basically bragging about themselves. Their daughter was getting married and had straight A's and everything was wonderful there. And also, they were propagating Christianity. Oh, yeah. And Flossie, she's the boss in the house. She wears the pants. Big steel rivets in Flossie's pants, I'm betting. Well, that day, that fine day she's about to tell us about, which is the climax of the whole tape. She was singing along with her praise tape. Then the tape ran out, and she was still in that mood to keep singing. So what else would you do? She just kept singing, even though she didn't have any words. She was singing in the spirit, tongues, they call it. And as she was singing these nonsense syllables or some bizarre language, English words began to appear. And soon, a whole song developed. They pull over. She wakes up her husband, lets him drive. And this is a song that God gave her that you're about to hear.
On June 29, 1977, while we were on vacation, I was driving our motorhome in Nebraska, and my husband was sleeping on the seat beside me. And I decided that I would play my praise tape and sing along. So I started it at the beginning and sang all the way through that as I was driving the motorhome. And when that was finished, I felt like continuing to sing and praise. And so I decided to sing in the spirit. And I had been singing in the spirit for about 15 minutes when all of a sudden I got an English word. And I thought, where did that come from? But anyhow, I went on singing, and pretty soon I noticed that there was repetition and a tune was established. And then as I continued in that tune and putting in that one English word every so often, then pretty soon other words started coming. And then I came to the awareness that the Holy Spirit was giving me a song. And I got excited because I have always wanted interpretation from tongues, and I have never experienced it before, so I got really excited, and I kept singing, and the words kept coming, and I didn't want to drive any longer because I was afraid I was going to forget it. So at a convenient place, I pulled into an ice cream place and At that point, then we changed drivers, and I started writing right away, and I was so afraid that I wouldn't remember everything that I had received. But as I put it down, and as I looked at it, and the way it is today, I have not changed one word or any order of anything, and I know that my reasoning power did not go into the song. The song has a title. It's called The Ten Commands, and it's 10 things that a Christian should do. It starts out with proclaiming our position in Jesus Christ, and so this song is for those who claim Jesus not only as Savior but also as Lord. This proclamation is again repeated after the 10th command is sung, and it's a confession that we make with our mouth that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. And our standing is that of a child of the King. And so sandwiched in between this confession of our standing and our proclamation of who we are and who God is, there are 10 commands that the Lord gives us. And he says that if we walk in these, that we can partake of the inheritance of that kingdom right now. I asked the Lord about the order of the commands, and I felt that surely there needed to be some changes made there, and he showed me that this is the order in which he dealt with me, and that he might choose to deal with other people in different orders. But the first one, the first command is to praise, and of course we are aware that when we start praising, that we will never be the same, that our lives do change. And the second command is love, and praise opens the way to love. And once we have that going for us, then we can get into serving. But as I looked at serving, I thought, wow, should serving be number three? Maybe it should be way down after we really know the Lord. And he showed me that with number two, that love, we can serve right where we are, and it can be ever so simple a situation. And then number four is to obey. And that's one that sometimes we linger on that one. And then into trust. Number five is trust. And number six is to desire. And number seven, to proclaim. Number eight, to know him. Number nine, to see him. And number 10, to worship him. And I was interested in saying that worship was number 10, because worship and praise are not exactly the same. Sometimes we can start very light with surface praise, but as we start walking in all these areas, we can get into a high level of worship. So I know that worship is very definitely the number 10 spot. My husband and I sang this song frequently on the rest of our trip. I am, and always have been, an alto, so now I'd like to sing it with my husband.
Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I am the child of the King. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I am the child of the King. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise his name above. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise the one I love. Love him, love him, love him. Love him with all your heart. Love him, love him, love him. Trust him, trust him, trust him in in all you do. Trust him, trust him, trust him. He will see you through. Desire him, desire him, desire him. And his kingdom too. Desire him, desire him, desire him. Proclaim him, proclaim him. Tell of his wonderful love. Proclaim him, proclaim him, proclaim him. He will give power from above. Know him, know him, know him. Talk to him every day. Know him, know him, know him. Listen to what he has to say. See him, see him, see him. Look for him in all you do. See him, see him, see him. He will be revealed to you. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Sing.
Unfortunately, it ends right there. Sorry. Catchy, though, huh? Catchy number. Obey him, obey him, obey him. I think that song is a faith-based initiative. Let's throw some money that way. I am pro-faith. This is the Audio Kitchen, and I am the professor. Twisting the dials and pulling the levers here for you. Let's go from the sacred to the profane. Let's do that. If you don't mind. This is the end of an audio letter that I've been playing from Diane. This is all part of the Ronnie and family tape provided by listener John Mark in Arkansas. And thank you, sir. Just to quickly recap, Ronnie is the young fella who has left Arkansas, gone to California, and become a Marine. We heard a tape a few weeks back with his grandmother. Granny. Hell of a cackle that woman had. His mother has a great cackle as well. Well, Ronnie has come back to Arkansas, and he's doing some taping. And then now he's gone back to California, and this is a letter from his girlfriend, who's still in high school. And they are soon to be married. And the last installment of this audio letter, she was discussing many fights that she'd gotten in. She dug up a girl's eyeballs, got her ribs cracked, and talking about all the fights that her and Ronnie get in. But they should get married. Because when they make love, oh man, it's like fireworks. So in this last installment from that audio letter, you'll hear about the marks, the fingernail prints, as she says, that she puts in Ronnie's back when they get excited. Do you recall he had that red place on his nose? Well, he's got some red places on his back, too, apparently. And she's growing them out. From the talk of all her fighting, she's probably sharpening them as well. And she also talks about some big events, a Billy Squire concert going on. This is 1984. And then she plays, the radio is going the whole time, which at the end of this makes it a little hard to hear, but it's worth it. But she's going to play an extended part of a big, big hit from 84. A very big special hit. I don't want to ruin the surprise for you. Might want to turn up the radio.
Ronnie. Remember all those prints on your back from me? Remember I said in a letter a long time ago, you're really going to regret it because I'm letting my fingers grow out? Well, I'm trying again to let my fingers grow out. And then just think, when you get back, you can have more marks on your back. Hurry up and come back, please. I love you. Now, if you get a hard on listening to this tape, I swear I'm going to I want to do everything we never got to do when you were here. I want to spend more time with you. I don't want to stay here when you get back here. I want to stay with you forever. I don't care. Even if it's out in the car. I don't care if it's in the middle of the street. I'll go. I'm going to go back with you when you come back here. I'll finish school. I promise I don't plan on quitting.
Magic 105.
Here's a good song.
Music.
I really don't know what else to say. except I love you very much. I miss you very much. I wish you were here right now so we could be together right now, forever, until eternity, as you said. If I happen to see Mom, I'll tell him. You know, I can't wait until I get to sign Ross on all my papers, Felicia Ross. You know? When come back, let me know first, okay? Or you can surprise me by being at the door before I get home. You know, being home when I get home, or if I'm gone or anything. And whatever Mom says, if she says, no, you're not going out with him, or you're not going with him, I'm going to tell her to screw off, you know, I'm going. And I'm still waiting to get the ring that you were supposed to get me when you came down here last time, remember? Well, I'm gonna be signing off now. It is 9:52. Just turned. Okay, 9:52 and 4 seconds. I'm tired. I was watching V, but I decided I didn't want to watch it, so I came here and did this. I love you a lot. I dream about you every single night. Not one night goes by that I don't have you in a picture in a dream. I miss you. Hurry up and get back. Please hurry. Please. Remember that distant shore is coming closer together, and you can win. You won. You're not going to lose. I love you. Bye. Felicia. And Rock. P.S. Right back soon. Call me. Love you.
Ain't love a wonderful thing? Especially when it's 17 years old with long fingernails. That's love, I think. Speaking of love, you can show your love. You can have your own faith-based initiative with the Audio Kitchen. By sending in your audio. If you listen to the show, you might have an idea of what I might like, right? What's best for the show? So, say a prayer and write down this address. The Audio Kitchen. Care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, and that is in Jersey City, New Jersey. The postal code is 07303. Would love to hear from you. Also, always love to hear from listeners. Sometimes I need guidance from listeners. You can reach out and talk to me by sending me an email at theprof, and that's at wfmu.org. It makes a difference. Otherwise, I'm just a guy sitting here by myself playing wacky stuff, right? You don't want that. You don't want me to be alone. Maybe you do. Okay, how about something different? since I've been putting together this program, there's so many categories of tapes that that I've been able to define and figure out. The easy ones, the audio letters and the answering machine tapes. And the kitty tapes. Well, this is a little different. Maybe you've been thinking about having a child, but it's so much trouble. Maybe you'll enjoy this next selection. This is like having a baby without all of the hospital expense and the diaper cleanup stuff. This is a tape found by Echo Boy, labeled Becky Noises. Becky is a very, very young person. And this tape apparently was prepared for Becky's father, who was away. And babies, you know, they're little biological units. They do a lot of biological things. And you'll experience some of that. I believe this tape is from the late 70s. I don't know why I'm thinking that. So they want to catch this woman, the mother, and her friend. Getting real silly here. And they wanted to capture the sounds of the baby for Daddy. So, although we don't get the baby burp, which is something kind of expected, you're going to get just about everything else. And all you fans of flatulence, keep your ears tuned. There's a payoff here. And after that, we're going to rejoin the walls in Southern Illinois. How's that for excitement?
Come on, giggle.
Okay, Daddy, this is a giggle tape, or, you know, whatever Becky wants to say to you. I'm going to talk to my daddy. And first we're going to put... I'm chewing on caterpillar, but I'm not going to chew on caterpillar. Well, she knows she was laughing her brains out a while ago.
Becky, did the cat get your tongue? Well, she's grinning.
Do something. Say something.
I'm doing it. Say hi, Daddy. Hi, Daddy. Can you say hi, Daddy? I'm having the tickler to do it. But this is a special occasion. Yeah, really.
You have to be patient, Richard. Maybe sooner or later it'll say something.
I wish you could see the pretty smile. Yeah, pretty smile from the baby. Yeah.
Take a picture of her taping.
Hey, darling.
Yeah. Hi, Daddy. Hi, Daddy. Yeah. She's got a little rattle in her throat, Richard. You can hear that.
Beats nothing.
Yeah, if you're lucky, she'll fart.
You can probably smell it on the tape.
Well, we can turn it off.
Andre, do you not have to turn it off?
Maybe play some more later. Just stop it, Mister. She's nursing now, Richard.
Go.
That would be cool. I was hoping it was. Well, is it? She's making a lot of noise nursing Richard because she's got that stuff in her nose. I think she just slid one SPD. Daddy, I've been having rotten egg gas. And Papa said it's because she had to have some trait from her father's side, so. Yeah, you go. Yeah, that made the red lights flash.
This is a pretty drive here, isn't it? Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway though. Double lane. Look at this. Look at it. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
Once again, it's time for Wall to Wall America. Oh, it's been a while. It's been 3 weeks since we've heard from these happy travelers. I've been getting email. People have been missing the walls. Well, so have I. When I last played an episode of the Traveling Walls, by the way, they're on their way to Texas. I made a mistake. I played episode 4 of their journey to Texas instead of 3. So this is 3. So if you're keeping track at home, if you have a scorecard, that's what happened. That was the confusion. Because last time, I introduced this, and it wasn't exactly what I said. It was an error. So,
the last episode, we heard them leave Southern Illinois, drive through a little the little appendix of Missouri down there and enter Arkansas. Well, this is right before that. I can't remember where the motel is that they stayed at, just south of Chicago somewhere. I think in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And this is them driving through Southern Illinois, discovering the wondrous beauty of Southern Illinois. It's so tender. This will make you cry. It could. Because they are, as usual, so in the moment and having such a great time in their large, early 70s American vehicle. It's fall. Fall 1974. The fall colorama is going on. And they had no idea how beautiful Southern Illinois really is. They got the leaves changing. They got the mountains. It really is something to behold.
Today is Sunday the 13th, and we're heading over to the restaurant this morning for breakfast. We get up at what? When do we get up? 6:30, 7?
6:30.
6:30 o'clock.
Yeah,
I got up a little late, but yeah, we should be. Well, not bad. Not too bad. Here at Mount Vernon, Illinois. And,
about 900 miles or more to go.
True, true. The mileage is 40,000, what?
We went 526 otherwise.
40,000, what? 103?
32.
410, 32.
That's
41,032. 41,032 miles, and the bottom actual miles is 526. And we're starting out at 7 after 9 on Sunday the 13th on our way down south, down to Carroll. Okay, overcast sky still, yet I should say, but the weather is nice and balmy in the 60s at the present. Very nice. Oh, look at those red bushes, those red trees. Everything is so beautiful here. They have their fall colorama here. The leaves are all turning and everything. They're about a month behind us up north, I guess. Okay. Since about 9:28, and we're running into fog here, kind of thick fog. On a way between Mount Vernon here and what's the next town? Benton? Yeah, Rind Lake. Going along. It might be that lake, too. At Rind Lake, it's fuzzy. Maybe if we get beyond this lake, Rind Lake, it's over to the right.
No, I mean the fog.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be drifting on. Anyway, maybe we'll get rid of it when we get beyond this. I don't know. I hope so. Every now and then, right in the center of the divided highway here, you see these red-leaved euonymus like we have at home. Boy, they're really beautiful. All along there. Right? Huh?
Such a dark red.
Yeah, it's such a deep, beautiful scarlet red. Some of them even grow wild along the road here. This is a wooded area that we're driving through. Just like up in Wisconsin. But the leaves are just gorgeous right now. Really beautiful. I got to make a note of that on here that 9:58 this Sunday, the sun came out and nice and bright and it changes your disposition on your trip. Makes you perk up and enjoy everything. Oh, beautiful. You know, our low mountains are just start. We're cutting through the hills, you might say. Rock has been cut through for the highway. These low ones in Illinois here. Well, it's hilly country. It's pretty. Beautiful hilly country. Oh, look at those mountains to the left. I never knew they had them in Illinois. Look at there. My goodness. Look at over there, Grace. Is that pretty? Those low hills, geez, reminds you of Kentucky. Already. My goodness, that's pretty. I never knew they had them down this way. By golly, that's nice. Wonder when my tape is going to run out. It's kind of near the end of it, too, I think. You see once. Oh, I got... No, not too much left now. Let's keep right on talking and listen to the music there. Oh, this is beautiful rock through here, yeah. On both sides of the road, this road is chopped through here, dynamited through all of this layered shale rock, or whatever you call it, shale or limestone or so forth. Really beautiful. Lick Creek Road. Lick Creek Road. Hey, look at that mountain over there. That's kind of a low... couple of them. Gee, it's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty here. And they're foggy like the Smoky Mountains. Isn't that beautiful? That's hazy like the Smoky Mountains are like that. They're all hazy like that. Boy, that's beautiful. I never expected anything like that on this trip. In Illinois, anyway. In fact, I didn't expect to see too many hills, did you?
Not
on this way, anyway.
A little farther down, there's one of that little range.
Yeah, Arkansas, I think there are a few.
Right in there, maybe this is what I was thinking down there. Well, I didn't think they were in Illinois
either. No, that's right. Well, we have a little left yet. We might as well finish recording it. So, it's real pretty going down a little hill here, yeah.
Oh, the colors down there. The colors being the hilliest part of Illinois right through here.
Yeah, this is all Illinois.
Yeah, and these pretty green trees that grow like they're species of
cedar.
Oh, they're cedar. And they grow, they wouldn't have to be pruned. They seem to prune themselves.
All the colors, the leaves, the colored leaves here in with the green, it makes it just like in spring when they have all those flowers on them.
Yeah.
Just like spring.
In fact, it's more colorful, I think, because
I think so, too.
I told you that was sweet, wasn't it? Jim, Arlene, and Grace enjoying the fall colorama. The show is The Audio Kitchen. I'm the professor. We're here for a few more minutes. A few more minutes. We're going to go slightly into the future from where we just left. We were in 1974. Let's go to 1977. And start a new adventure with our friend Robert Burkhorn, local musician and man about town here in New York. If you want to see him as an adult, I think it's robertbwarren.com. Nice pictures of him. Some nice music you can download there, too. But... this is Robert as a child, and this is a document of a day at school. Well, not really. This is him going to school. And then the teacher saw the tape recorder was trouble, so she confiscated it for the day. But there's more of this, and this is just the beginning. This is in suburban Atlanta in 1977. And Audio Kitchen contributor Georgia Todd makes a small cameo appearance, a little walk-on on this tape. But mainly we just hear Robert doing what he does every day. Except he's got a tape recorder. Makes a journey by the duck pond on the way to school. And then he announces to everybody as he approaches the schoolyard that, hey, I'm taping. And gets a little bit of all of his friends on tape. I think this is like a sixth grade kind of thing. So there's something special and strange about sixth grade, and you'll hear a lot of it here.
Hello, this is me, Robert Warren, and I am walking to school. When I get to school, I'm going to interview maybe a few of my teachers and a few little kids. And now I am catching up with Britt so I can... I'm walking to the trail. I'm catching up with Britt so I can hop on the back of his bike. Hello, Britt!
Hello, rum, rum. One.
Yeah, Mom. I'm now on Britt's bike and he is pedaling towards school. And we see Tommy. Tommy. Hey, there's Tommy way up ahead. Hey, Tommy. I'm tape recording. Say hello, Tommy. Now I must turn it off so I can save tape. I'll turn it back on when I get to school. Hello, this is Robert Wine. I'm zooming down the hill on Britt's bicycle. On the back of Britt's bicycle. Buck is running beside us. He caught up with us. Oi! Woo! Oh, no, Britt, don't cross me that way. No. We're zooming down the hill. Now we are stopping. We are approaching the duck pond. I'm going to save tape by turning off the tape recorder. We are here at the duck pond. Looking at all the ducks. See, there's two ducks. Three ducks, a mallard duck, Fred, the Muscovy duck, half-grown female mallard duck, the silly goose that always walks in the middle of the road. It's going to get hit someday. And two more mallard. Oh, yeah. We are now approaching the geese. They're chasing me. These goose are chasing me. Oh yeah, they're the baby ducks. Now I am walking away from the... Oh no, they're chasing me again. From the baby ducks. There's 11 of them. Oh, they're so small. And the big geese that chased me. And I see Todd off in the background. Wow, this one is pretty neat. Come on, cut a safe tape. 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 5. By the way, I'm wearing one of my famous pairs of flood pants. They're too small for me. Goodbye. Hello, this is me again, and it's Todd. Todd, see, this, remember, this is Todd's tape recorder. And, this is... Yeah, and this is Todd. Say hello, Todd. And so that's my interview with Todd. So bye. Hello, it's me again. I'm now walking beside the school. I'm about to go in the school. Walking. Now I'm running. It's all over. Hello, Ansley. I'm taking this. This is running right now. Look.
Who's taping?
You. Okay, I gotta turn it off. Oh, it's me again, and I am in front of Joey. Hi. Yeah, that was Joey. And this is Mary Beth.
Let me talk some more.
Oh, say something, Mary Beth.
Hello.
Mary Jo, say something.
Hello.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hello there. Hi. Hello.
Quarterland.
Say, this is Chris. Say hello, Chris.
Flip it.
Let me talk some more.
Please.
Hello, this is Pat. Say hello, Pat.
Goodbye.
This is Davis. Hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Let me talk some more. Let me talk some more. Good.
Okay, now we gotta say hello to Alan now.
Okay, let's say hello to Alan.
Say hello, Alan.
Is this really happening?
Yes.
Little Alan learns to fly. Listen, I have to
let
say
go.
One
I'm wasting tape.
I am going with Alex. Robert is going with Ansley. Stevie's going with Arena, and Mary Jo is going with Johnny.
And Joey has a big
signing
mouth.
Off.
And Chris is going with a girl that doesn't go to the school. Her name is Heidi. Now, hold on. Now, I guess, okay, I'm walking out of the room. Now I'm in the hall. Now I'm going to say hello. This is running. These are some people from the other class. This is Catherine Warren. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay, here's Joey's girlfriend, Alex.
Hello.
Okay, now I'm walking down the hall.
Let me talk some more.
I'm turning off for a minor second.
As I said, sixth grade. The cacophony of sixth grade. Life as a car careening around the corner into puberty. Hitting the curb, that's what it's like. You know, one other thing I want to say real quick is, besides collecting found sound and obscure and amateur audio, one of the things I'm really crazy about collecting is tapes of radio. I mean, mostly even like commercial radio from like the 60s and 70s especially. If you have anything like that, I have some, maybe even recently, some interesting audio, some air checks tapes of radio. Email me at theprof@wfmu.org and I'd love to swap you. Just occurred to me that since I have this audience and there's probably other crazy people out there like me that tape radio and collect those things, I'd love to hear from you at theprof@wfmu.org if you collect tapes of radio, music, talk, all sorts of things. We'll talk via email if you're interested in that. Meanwhile, let me end the show here with something crazy for you.
Just making
man, that's so good, but it's the end of the show. I forgot. Oops, man. Let me try this.
And we leave you with this thought.
Amateur audio, amateur radio, why not? You know, you just press one button and everything changes. So scary, radio. Okay, speaking of radio, this is a WFMU. East Orange, New Jersey at 91.1 FM. And WXHD in Mount Hope, New York at 90.1 FM. And there's tons and tons of archives of this show and every show just about we have, as well as lots of streaming audio. It doesn't actually come out of your computer, but you can hear it. It won't make your floor wet if that's what you're worried about. That's all at WFMU.org. I'll be back next week with more of this kind of crap. See ya.
Goodbye.